Today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I keep emphasizing 2022 because, well, I'll be honest. This is the second time I started the show because I once again said 2021. I did catch it, though. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, no, it's 2022. I'm writing bad checks again. Anyway, so I saw this story, and I don't usually read crazy news stories. That used to be a thing that I did on the Adam and Maddie show. I did it on Dubious Intent. Now we do a quiz instead of... But I just have to read a little bit of this. It's about a 90-day fiancé star who has a side hustle. So I'm just going to read a little bit, maybe a paragraph or two of this article, okay? Stephanie Matto, retired from her successful but stinky gig after she passed gas one too many times and got the wind knocked out of her. Matto told Jam Press via the New York Post that she feared she had symptoms of a stroke or a heart attack and had a friend take her to the hospital. After a barrage of testing, including EKG and blood work, she learned her issues were related to her diet of beans and eggs to increase her farts. She described the symptoms and the fear that she had prior to hearing what the experts had to say. So basically, what she was doing is she was farting in jars and selling them. She had farted 50 jars in a week in order to keep up with the demand. And she sold each jar for $100. She had amassed somewhere in the ballpark of $100,000 in mid-December. And at the time that she decided to retire, air quotes, from this side hustle, she had walked away with around $200,000 in profit. Now... I have a really, okay, so look, I don't want to kink shame anybody, and I know I've sold articles of clothing back in the day, and, you know, various, oh, I want your sweaty sock or something, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, I'm not going to judge her, but here are a couple of questions, or the people who are buying them. One very pertinent question, and then I have another one as well. So when you fart into a jar, first of all, how do you close it fast enough to trap it in there? Because I assume you're trying to trap the gas in the jar, right? And I would just imagine that that would take some skill. Are you doing it naked so that you get, you know, you don't have any filtrage through your underwear? I guess I have a lot of questions. Are you using some kind of hose? Maybe, you know, just stick a hose in there and you know, a funnel. I don't know. How big are they? Are they baby food jars? Are they, you know, did you buy some special fart jar somewhere? But also, I know that's a lot of questions, so I guess I have more than two questions. But my other main concern is, how do you make sure, will the fart really stay in the jar, is my question. So if you fart in a jar and close it up fast enough, and then you mail it to someone, and they open it, will the fart still be in the jar? I mean, I guess so. I guess it will, because I guess, you know, it's like, you close it up, and I assume jars are airtight, or maybe she's got an airtight jar. I guess? You just think of farts as dissipating, you know? But I guess if you trapped them in something, then like if you farted in a Ziploc bag or something, maybe it would stay. Then the other thing is, okay, so let's say I'm a person who enjoys a fart. And I have a story about that. One time I was having sex with this guy, and I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but he farted. It totally ruined the mood. And nothing else happened after that. Like I can't, smells, ugh, totally turn, bad smells totally turn me off. Like I cannot deal with it. Anyway, but let's say that you are drawn to that. And you get the jar. You've paid $100 for it. Are you going to use it, or are you going to set it on the on a shelf and say, oh no, this is a fart from that? Are you just going to look at this jar with air in it? You know, like, how are you going to, or, and if you use it, is it worth it? Like, you get one use. I would assume once you open the lid, you've cracked the seal on that thing. You know, that's it. There's no more. That's all you got. And I don't know how do you even I've just got so many questions. How do you even decide? Like, how did this girl go, you know what? I think I could sell my farts. I believe that I could sell my farts. Where did someone message her on Twitter and say, hey, I'd really like to buy your fart? There are just so many questions about this. Anyway, she retired. If anybody is interested, there's now a gap in the market. That's not the hole in the market. There's an opening for anyone who wants to start that business venture. You know, if you need a website, let me know. I can spin you up a WordPress, you know, website pretty quick. fartinajar.com. But crazy. Maybe I'm just feeling this humor, you know, because I've been watching all these, you know, these the big fat quiz of whatever year, you know, that I was talking about yesterday. So maybe I'm just feeling giggly because I've been watching. But I've had to, because my work that I'm doing right now is just so boring. I have to have something funny playing in the background. And, so there's that, you know, wonderful article. I still haven't. So I want to respond to something that Gary said on Twitter. First of all, I love interaction on Twitter. I love emails. I love voicemails. Gary on Twitter messaged me yesterday, immediately after I posted my show. I would assume 12 minutes after I posted my show, because I assume he listened to the show. So he messaged me and said, in all caps, no. Actually, it was a short no. No. I assume it's yelled because it was all caps. And I'm thinking, what? So you guys need to give me a little bit more context. You know, when you're message me in Twitter or email or whatever, I need a little bit more context than no, than like a one word. You're listening to my podcast and you just type no in your Twitter account and send it to me. I don't know what I did not know what he was talking about. Like, what are you talking about? No, what? Also, I don't remember what I say after I record these things. Whatever I have said has dumped out of my brain. I don't remember it. And so I messaged him back. I said, no, what? Or maybe I just put a question mark. I'm not really sure. I responded. And he said, COVID will not be over in May, I guess, for my cruise. And I was like, oh. And so, okay, I just want to clarify. I don't even remember what I said yesterday, but I feel like I have some sort of idea of what I said. And I was talking about, oh, I hope COVID is done by... I didn't mean done. Obviously, COVID is not going to be done. It's going to be like the flu. 10 years from now, we're just going to be going, oh, yeah, I'm homesick. I got COVID. And nobody's going to think anything of it. And we're like, oh, get better soon, you know, or get well soon. And you'll be like... oh, I'm going to Walgreens to get my COVID flu shot, and they'll just mix them together, you know? But I'm saying, because it's close to summer, and because more people are getting vaccinated, and because the medicine has come out now that was just approved, that's, you know, we're ordering a whole bunch of it, these antiviral drugs, so that even if you get COVID, they can give you this medicine. So I assume over the next 3 to 4 months, something is going to get a little bit better. So I'm just hoping it's better at the end of May, because that's 5 months from now, a little bit less than 5 months. And if it's not, all I can do is be boosted and wear a mask, which they're going to require anyway, and wash my hands, because I don't remember if it was Royal Caribbean or Disney. I feel like it must have been Royal Caribbean. They had this song that would play. It was a commercial that would play on the cruise TV. I love cruise TV. Every day I would turn on the cruise TV, and the cruise director, they have this show that plays all day long. It's like, good morning from Sally, the cruise director. And they're telling you what's going to happen for the day. Oh, we're going to have this happen over on the Lido deck. And I love it. Anyway, so there was a commercial where they would sing a song about washing your hands. And this was even before COVID. So, we should all wash our hands anyway, just as a matter of. Well, I have orchestra tonight, and I wishy-washed back and forth, but I'm going to do it, even if it's a bad decision. And this week has just been working. I still need to set up the shelf in the attic. Haven't done that yet. But I will at some point. I will get it done at some, maybe this weekend. I'm half finished. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.